Well, you're kind of in the center of a bit of a storm, and I did write something just based on the back and forth of the tweets. But
okay.
I guess, you know, I could ask you 1,000 different questions, but what is this really about in your mind? What's the real issue here? Is it about education? Is it about Brian and being him calling you out on Twitter? Or what?
I want to say one thing before we even get to the substance. I've been in the General Assembly for 2 years. And Brian Newberry has never said hello to me. He's never talked to me. Never once.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had a conversation. Whenever I put anything on Twitter, and that's why I think it's cyberbullying, because he's never talked to me in 2 years in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the State House, and he's in the State House.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for him to go hide behind the computer and use his fingers to target me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow him on Twitter. He doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So he targets me.
Mm-hmm.
My initial tweet or any other tweet that I have ever put up has never been about him, because I've never spoken to him and he's never spoken to me. So that's why I know he's targeting me online, and it's cyberbullying, because he's never talked to me in person.
Okay.
He's never said hello in 2 years.
I'm just going to let you talk, and then I'll jump in with questions later. So
yeah.
Just go for it.
It started, I think, about last year,
mm-hmm.
when there was a shooting in a very tragic shooting of a 22-year-old, Jose Contreras, I think his name was. And I got up on the House floor, and I spoke about the need to really have robust investments in our core common area, urban areas. I also spoke about the issue of joblessness and how I think the gun violence is really a representation or manifestation, I should say, of poverty and joblessness.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said that, let's say, today.
Mm-hmm.
Then tomorrow he goes on the House floor and he starts talking about me, but never mentions my name.
Mm-hmm.
He never mentions my name. But he's talking about me and the fact that I was didn't follow the rules and all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wrote in my journal about the interaction when he was going on and doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a decision that I'm not going to stand and I'm not going to say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am still learning the rules. So I might have not done it the right way. So I'm not going to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue that but the facts remain that my thought is gun violence is deeply connected to poverty and lack of investment in our core urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's fast forward maybe a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm getting ready to, you know, present my no to end lunch shaming in Rhode Island, I wrote about lunch shaming on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and he responded to me directly in a very disrespectful manner and said, what you said made no sense at all.
Mm.
No sense at all. And I watch Brian's, I read and I look at his subtext, I look at his tone, and I look at the language that he uses.
Mm-hmm.
His languages are disrespectful, they're demeaning, they're condescending, and really and truly, they're targeted at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe he does that based on my race. I don't see him doing that to anybody else, even when he responds to their tweets or whatever. I don't follow him, so I don't track him. Obviously, he tracks me because he knows what I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, Kathy, that people are flipping it and changing the narrative. And they are projecting that I said that parents doesn't understand. I started my career in teaching in 1986 in Kingston, Jamaica. I have an elementary education degree, 4-year degree. I also have a 4-year degree from Rhode Island College in community health education. I have an English certification, K-12, and I also have a master's in education. I have worked tirelessly. I've been head of PTO. I have done so much work with parents. And for me to ever, not even in my wildest dream, would I cast aspersion on families. I am the first one to say families need support. They want the best for their children, just like we do. So they try to flip it. When I talked about in my original tweet about people having given expert opinions and them not being in the classroom, I was not, and I really want you to emphasize that for me, please. Mm-hmm. I was not referencing parents. I didn't have parents on my mind. I had people who were really talking about getting these committees together to talk about the RICA score. And from the committees that I saw, I don't know if it's changed or I might have overlooked, but I didn't see any teachers on there, public school teachers. I didn't see, in my mind, I didn't see students reflected on that. And I was simply saying, folks who are giving expert opinions about teaching and learning, they really need to talk to teachers, to practitioners like myself, who have been in the field of education since 1986. Mm-hmm. It really needs, and I'm not saying that people can't give opinions, mm-hmm. but you cannot give opinion and have it like it's an expert opinion. We don't go into hospitals and ask about expert opinions and present them as we're doctors. We don't do that, right? We do that in the field of education, I think, because most of the practitioners are women. Mm-hmm. And so there's a level of disrespect for us. I also want to say, because there's a lot of, talking on Twitter, and the people that are talking on Twitter, they do not reflect my views in regards to how we treat people, we treat the environment, are reflective of my constituents. And I don't know Brian Newberry's constituents. He talked about in one of the tweets a couple weeks ago that the government, when I talked about lawn shaming and the fact that government, our state, should provide lunch for every single child who shows up in the cafeteria, his first response was, government are not children's parents. Mm-hmm. So we do have ideological differences, right? I'm progressive. I've been progressive since I was about 15 years old. And my progressive priorities are, we pass a $15 living wage. We end lawn shaming. We pass good common sense gun safety laws. And we take care of the environment. That's government's responsibility. So he may have we have ideological differences. Mm-hmm. And that may be stirring the pot with him. But also, I think I am targeted because I'm a black woman. He's never talked to me. He's never said hello to me in 2 years. But he goes on social media to be demeaning, to be overtly disrespectful, mm-hmm. right? And so that is, I think it's really unfortunate that people are, misrepresenting my thoughts, my ideas. I've spent my entire entire career in teaching and learning. I have worked with families that are poor parents during my time at home, working with parents. I was on the phone this morning with, at 7 with a parent. She didn't even get up as yet. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Because I really believe that we really need to focus on outcomes. And I think what is really sad about all this, Kathy, is that there's so much focus on me right now, which I don't yearn for focus. And Brian Newberry or whomever else may really want to be at the State House because it elevates them. For me, I am there because I want to do the work. I want to make sure that we pass a $15 living wage. I want to make sure that the community is safer by enacting good common sense and safety laws. I want to ensure that every child who shows up in the cafeteria gets a free lunch. Those are the things that I value. Those are the things that my neighbors value. And those are the things that I want to spend my life fighting for. And I said yesterday, you know, because I wanted to change the subject. I wanted to remind people why I got elected in the first place. I ran for office in 2016 because Kip Stewart got shot and killed. That's why I ran for office. Since I ran for office, there are so many other young people that have been shot and killed. The first day of the new year, we had two homicides. One in Central Falls and one in Providence. The one in Central Falls, the mother saw her son from the news report got shot and killed. That's the issue that I care about. So this is really, it's really unfortunate that, you know, people want to put me in the midst of the story when I don't want to be in the midst of the story. That's not my intention. My intention was to say, listen, we just invested $250 million in our schools. We need to do more. We need to do more for children, and we do need to do more for families. I am not satisfied with the scores as is. None of my parents are satisfied, but this is what I think we need to do. We need to invest in more counselors, social workers. Our kids are facing all kinds of trauma, and we need to respond to those. And the sad part about it, and I talk about this a lot of times, people are not connecting the dots. They do not see the interaction between poverty and low test scores. They say, how come Massachusetts has such great test scores? Guess what? Massachusetts just passed the $15 living wage. They're now $12 an hour. If my bill that I introduced 2 years in a row had been passed, would be $11 right now. We're at $10.50. So let's address those issues, those systematic issues, so families don't have to be working up to 80 hours a week. So they want to be home, but sometimes they just can't be home because they have to choose to keep the roof over their heads. So I know people are spinning it and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And I, you know, Brian is using a lot of coded language to target me. And I feel targeted. I feel that he has racist tendencies towards me. And that's not going to change. He can change his behaviors, right? But he has a lot of people on Twitter, but I'm sure there are people that don't know me and they don't know my work. They don't know that I've spent literally since I was 15 years old fighting for justice and fighting for underserved communities. They do not know that when I moved here, I worked for 6 years in Mount Hope, starting teaching a GED program. They do not know that I did ESL. They do not know that some of the research that I did was able to create the Providence family van, a woman and infants, which is no longer there. So that's beside the point. But that's kind of where I'm coming from. And I can't tell you, Kathy, how really, what I'm really saddened by is the fact that we're taking the focus off the issue and we're making it about me. When it's not about me, it's about what do we need to support our children so that we can have the best outcome for them. I teach every single day. I'm coming from school as we speak. I stayed an hour later because I had to help one of my students with an essay. I would have been out of work an hour ago. I stayed to help a student on my time. My time. And by the way, what I am doing, it's what teachers do all the time. Teachers give of their time. I have brought cereal from my house to feed kids. Teachers do all these things all the time. And we get disrespected, like I'm getting disrespected on Twitter and on social media. But I'm a big girl. Where I come from, I'm a survivor. That surely doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the fact that all the energy and the oxygen has been sucked up talking about me, right? When we really could be talking about my priorities, which are the $15 living wage, my bill to end lunch shaming, my bill to examine the trauma that kids face who experience gun violence. Those are my priorities. Those are what I told my neighbors, my constituents, that I was going to fight for 2 years ago. I told them the same thing again, because I'm still fighting for justice, still fighting for equity. So this is not about me.
Okay.
It has never been.
We're now at approximately 17 minutes. I have limited space in a newspaper, so I know you have some points you care passionately about, and I feel like this is probably a good time to come in with a couple of simple questions. Simple ones. First of all, the lunch shaming back and forth with Brian, do you remember the date? Because that will help me find it.
That might have been, oh, Jesus, it was last month. It was on Twitter.
Okay.
It was on Twitter where he said, government are not children's parents and grandparents.
Okay. I'll try to find it. If I know it's last month, that'll help me find it.
Yes.
The next thing is, and again, very basic question, but your comments, you said they were never directed at parents, and that's important to you to convey. Who was it directed at? I tried to follow the earlier tweets, and it was a little bit confusion.
You know when the RICAS score came out, right? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you know it's people on Twitter and my neighbors. I have neighbors on Twitter, and they share the same value with me. By the way, I have neighbors on Twitter that were defending me. I didn't ask them to.
I hear you, but I'm trying to
share
find out
the same value.
Those are the people who share your values, but you were directing a comment that you teach
to just
some people don't, and they shouldn't be, you know, talking about things they really don't know about or offering opinions.
They can offer opinions, but they should not be offering expert opinions as if they are expert opinions.
And what I'm trying to get at is, what prompted you to put that online Saturday morning? What did you read? Who said something that led you to put that out there?
I actually didn't read anything. Mm-hmm. I literally was really thinking about the scores. And I've been kind of listening to the dialogue since the RICAS scores came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear just all kinds of people, you know, whether it be commissioned that they want to study this or whatever. And I also listened to the Senate president and the speaker as well. They talked about what we need to do about education, right? And they should have, and they should give opinions. But what I am saying, you can't, when we go into a hospital, we don't ask a lay person to give medical advice. We don't do that. right? And what I am saying, you can do whatever you want with your opinion. I'm not trying to censor anybody. What I'm saying, don't make it seem like teachers are to blame for the low test scores, because it's a lot of variables. And that's why I connected to lunch, to hungry kids, to trauma that kids experience. All I was trying to convey, maybe in an awkward way, was to say there's a lot of issues why the test scores are really low. And I don't see when people write about it, when they talk about it, when they comment about it. I don't see that. In fact, I had a conversation with Speaker Mariella last week, and I talked to him about the same points, the same other variables that I just referenced to you in us really trying to increase those scores. We've got to increase it by feeding kids. We've got to increase it by looking at the trauma that they experience. We've got to increase it by making sure that there's adequate resources in our classrooms. Social workers, guidance counselors, peer counselors. That's really the place I was coming from when I really started writing. I knew it was going to cause this ruckus, you know. I probably would have journaled it.
You probably would have what? What was the word?
I would have probably just journaled it, put it right in my journal.
Oh, your personal journal, okay.
My personal journal.
Well, speaking about the ruckus, I mean, at this point, I understand what you were trying to say. Today you're saying maybe it didn't come across exactly the way you meant it, or it was awkwardly stated.
It was taken out of context. It was taken out of context, and people drew a lot of inferences from what I was saying, when all I was really saying, it was not explicitly stated, was in order to increase the test scores, we've got to look at everything and connect the dots.
Okay.
The test score doesn't stand alone.
Okay. And with respect to Blake Filippi, and I think probably some of the other Republicans, but I did see Blake saying you should apologize to Newberry for calling him a racist and a cyber bully.
What I would say to Blake is, if he has never experienced racism, he should not comment on my feelings.
Okay. So there will be no... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
He could be speaking from a point of, these are white male, white male privilege. I don't have any privilege. I'm working class. I grew up poor. I don't come from privilege. I'm a black woman in America. I'm one of few black women in the black people, period, in the legislature. And so, you know, I looked at some of the words that my fellow reps use. They said he's a honorable person. And my first thought was, oh, I like the word you guys are using about him. I would like to hear the words that you're describing me with. Would you say the same things about me?
So there will be no apology, is what you're telling me, bottom line here. No, but you don't feel it is required. You don't feel it's merited in this case. And you stand by what you said about him. That's kind of where this rolls around.
If parents feel that, you know, they were targeted by my words, and my words were said, and if any parent, whether it be my constituent or any other parent, feels was being mean-spirited to them, I apologize to parents if they got it like that. I am not going to apologize to those men.
Okay.
Because I have been targeted. He's never said a word to me in 2 years. He's never said hello. I don't know. When he got on the House floor to talk about me, he never referenced my name. And my name is my identity. So he was so dismissive. And when you don't reference someone's name, you want to really not place any value on them. So I have no apologies for them.
Okay. Okay. Well, why
I have, you know, if my parents, like I said, you know, if any parent in my area or any parent over Rhode Island feels that, you know, I didn't mean them. I am their champion. I'm their supporter. I am there for them. So in that regard, yes, I would say empower to my parents.
Okay. Well, why don't we wrap it here? Let me see. I'm going to try to work with our technical people to see if I can't get part of our conversation, at least part of it, online to go with the story so people, because I only have limited inches. So I'm going to see if I can't get actual, you know, pieces of our actual conversation. So let me go do my work. I appreciate that you called me back. And here we go.
And I hope we can actually get back to working for Rhode Islanders and not be distracted by people who may feel like I shouldn't even be in the State House. Someone said that I should resign or whatever. I should not, whatever he said, I forget now. But I am going to be there until my neighbor said no.
Okay.
So thank you.
Fair enough. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.